So he's been a star defensively here for the Pirates in the first few possessions.
And it looks like by the marking there, Ben Braden, the quarterback, was actually held up in the backfield by maybe a yard, a negative one. So it is fourth and six, and the punt team is out there. Number 20, Joshua Geiger, doing the punting for Bad Axe. 26 out there. The punt has been blocked. It goes through the back of the end zone.
So it looks like it'll be a safety, I think, but they haven't signaled anything.
Nothing has been signaled yet. Safety it is, and that was picked up by number 58, Kyle Kramer. So Kyle Kramer in for the first 2 points on the season of Harbor Beach.
Right, and he walked right into that. I mean, you and I could have did that with our eyes closed. I mean, he came in from the left side, and the kicker took a step to the right, and he walked right into the defensive player of the Pirates. So a good play there by Kyle Kramer that puts the Pirates on the board, leading 2-0 here in the first quarter with 8 minutes left to play.
So 2-0. We'll be back right after this on Cruise 102, 2-0 with 8 minutes to go in the first quarter.
The Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union is pleased to support the Harbor Beach football team. Their loan interest rates on new and used 2012 through 2009 vehicles is 3.50%. Financing will be from 60 to 72 months. Recreation vehicle loans, 7%. Late model RVs at 8 to 10%. Credit Union Special on unsecured loans up to $1,000 at 7% for 12 months. $2,000 loans at 8% for 24 months and a $3,500 loan at 8% for 36 months. Christmas Club accounts will be maturing on October 31st with an interest rate of 0.75%. It's never too late to sign up. Time to think about next year's Christmas Club account. They start on November 1st. Their membership is open to all. New members are always welcome. So please visit the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union at 727 Truscott Street under the water tower or call them at 989-479-3357. That's the Harbor Beach Community Federal Credit Union, NCUA insured, where they're always working for you.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach. 2-0 already for the Pirates with a block punt, which resulted in a safety. Kyle Kramer picked it up in the back, went through the back of the end zone, but he had the block punt. Just missed the kickoff there, and the Pirates are going to take over on Bad Axe territory on the 46-yard line. Messing passes it off to number 7, Derek Puff. Advances for about 4 yards onto the 42-yard line.
Spencer Kelly, number 47, made the hit as he hung on to Puff's leg there as they went on their right side behind those big offensive linemen over there, Clark.
Second and six as the clock continues to roll down. 7.5 minutes remain in the first quarter. 2-0. Harbor Beach on the board early after a block punt, which resulted in a safety. So number 18, Kurt Messing, the quarterback, with 3 men in the backfield in the classic wing T. Keeps it for himself around the left side. Gets past one tackler, past the second tackler, moves on forward for about 3 more yards, and is brought down at the 38-yard line by about 3 Bad Axe players.
Brett Metzer made the hit for the Bad Axe Hatchets as he tried to, running back tried to get around the left side there, but Metzer said, not my side, so it's going to be third and short here.
Third and two for the Pirates on the 36-yard line, it looks like. Harbor Beach making some substitutions at the moment. 6:44 remaining in the first quarter. 2-0. Harbor Beach open early after a safety, after a block punt. Harbor Beach coming out in the wing tee one more time. Bad Axe showing blitz, it almost looks like. The handoff to number 7, Derek Puff. Moves forward. It's going to be close to the first down marker.
White and Metzer for the Hatchets made the hit. And I'm not sure what foot he put down there. Did you catch the foot?
And the ref actually just singled first down, so it's first and 10 for the Pirates. Very close to the first down marker. They gave it to them. So Derek Puff moves ahead with 3 more yards. He now has 9 yards on 3 carries.
We have 6:23 to go in the first quarter, and we have a 2-0 score in favor of the Pirates.
Kurt Messing now calling out the plays. 3 men in the backfield in the wing tee. Hands it off to the first man, number 7, Derek Puff. Moves ahead for about 4 yards. Second and 6 on the way for the Pirates. 6:03 to go in the first quarter.
And number 68 for the Hatchets. There we go. I don't know who that man is, Clark. We'll just have to call him number 68 unless we get a name for him.
The Big 68.
The Big 68. Got him. And, of course, Puff dragged him a little bit on that to pick up a nice four-yard gain.
So it looks like only two men in the backfield for the Pirates on this second and six.
Come out with a slot right on this one, Clark.
Messing hands it off to number 8, Tyler Kruger, who catches a lot of diversity at the line of scrimmage and moves ahead about 3 more yards. It's going to be 3rd and 3.
Metzer again leading the way along with a couple other hatchets that finally brought him down. Again, they're running the left side. They ran a slot to the right, but they ran to their strength, which was their left side.
So it's a 3rd and 3 for the Pirates. 5:02 left in the first quarter. It's 2-0 Harbor Beach over Bad Axe. Messing hands it off to the third man, Derek Puff. Gets close to the first down marker at the 25-yard line. It looks no word yet from the officials.
Where he's standing, I'm going to give him a first down.
Yeah, there it is. There's the first down. The chains move again. Once again, that's the second first down.
Spencer Kelly made the hit for the hatchets. It's kind of deceiving. It looks like the hatches are playing a split six, which they're taking their guards and moving on the outside shoulder of the Harbor Beach guards.
Right you are. 25-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Pirates. 4:40 left in the first quarter. 2-0 Harbor Beach over Bad Axe. Harbor Beach moving right to left across your radio. Messing hands it off to Derek Puff in the backfield, trying to shake to one tackler, gets to two tacklers. Excuse me, that's number 2, Sloan Klasky. Sloan Klasky caught right around the line of scrimmage.
White and Metzer again for the hatchets as they swarm as the number 47, Kelly, slowed them up before the other two came in and finished them off.
2nd down and 9. It looks like a gain of 1 on the play. Sloan Klasky with a 1-yard gain for the Pirates. Now 2nd and 9 on the 24-yard line of hatchet territory.
Well, they ran into the strength of the hatchets defense. And we'll see if they come up with that same. Now they're switching now to putting a man on the center.
Wing T for the Pirates still. Messing under center. Hands it off to the third man, Derek Puff. Derek Puff breaks loose, and he broke one tackle. He's on the 5-yard, 4-3-2, touchdown, Hunter Beach.
16-yard touchdown by Cody Puff there as he hit the weakness of the defense between the tackle and end, and he was able to outrun the linebacker and the deep safety for a 16-yard scamper.
And that was Derek Puff, in fact, for the 16-yard run from...
Did I say his dad?
You said Cody Puff, in fact.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. So Derek Puff in this for the score for 6 points. It is now 8-0 Harbor Beach, out to an early lead with 3:40 left in the first quarter.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. All right, so it looks like Harbor Beach is going to be going for the
2 points here.
2-point conversion, in fact. Still in the wing tee. Maddox in the goal line formation. Messing keeps it for himself, but catches a lot of grief at the 2-yard line. No gain, and we're going to be back right after this on the Cruise 102.
This is Paul Picklow, General Manager for Thumb Sailor. Since its inception in 1991, we have been the local option for your wireless service. Now the only company with 4 convenient customer service centers throughout the Thumb. Unlike the national carriers, we make the network here in the Thumb our top priority. Thumb Cellular was the first and only company to bring 3G service to the entire Thumb area 3 years ago, and we are diligently working to be the first to bring you 4G service as well. Are we perfect? No. But we are large enough to serve our community, yet small enough to resolve your problems quickly and give each and every customer the personalized attention you deserve. We also partner with other carriers outside of the Thumb to give you nationwide service at competitive prices. Consider this your personal invitation to switch from a national carrier to your local company. Give Thumb Cellular a try, and if after 45 days you're not completely satisfied, just return the phone. We hope to see you in one of our offices soon. We're Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
And welcome back to Harbor Beach, as Harbor Beach just scored a touchdown, now 8-0. The 2-point conversion failed, in fact, but they had a safety before that on a blocked punt by Kyle Messing. So, Harbor Beach out to the early lead, 8